a sight that is moving about 5 miles a day. In the Caribbean, folks are on high alert for aftershocks after a magnitude 7.6 earthquake rattles the Caribbean Sea, southwest of the Cayman Islands. There's no immediate word on injuries or damage. People on neighboring islands are being asked to move inland in case of a tsunami. Living rooms are getting spruced up and menus fine-tuned ahead of Super Bowl Sunday. And for fans in the eastern half of the country, another twist. A fast-moving winter storm is bringing snow and ice from Minnesota to Maine. CBS's Paul Burton on the mad scramble outside Boston.
With anywhere from 4 to 8 inches projected, snow blowers and plows will be busy getting all this cleaned up before the big game.
I just want to not have to go out tomorrow if I don't have to.
So from plows to popcorn, it's a scramble as folks get ready for Super Bowl Sunday and whatever Mother Nature may bring.
In the Middle East. Hugs, tears, and concerns as Hamas releases three more Israeli hostages, though the three men reunited with their families today are said to be in frail condition. CBS's Chris Livesay from Tel Aviv on What's Next.
Israel confirms it's set to begin negotiations for the second phase of this ceasefire. The goals include the complete withdrawal of Israeli troops from the Gaza Strip, an end to all hostilities, and releasing all remaining hostages.
President Trump's special government employee Elon Musk and his team of cost cutters are reportedly popping the hood at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. But security concerns about their actions and access to other agencies has prompted new legal action.
Names, phone numbers, social security numbers, and credit reports, all things the UC Student Association alleges are being made accessible through the work of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. That effort is reshaping and often heavily cutting governmental agencies. This lawsuit targets the Department of Education over the matter and calls on a judge to put a stop to it. Josh Richman is a spokesman for the Bay Area-based privacy watchdog, the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
That's a huge departure from privacy and information security norms.
Mike DeWald for CBS News, San Francisco.
And this is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Time is up. The IRS is in full collection mode for 2024, issuing liens, levies, and garnishments to anyone who has a past tax debt or unfiled tax returns. Don't wait till it's too late. Your paycheck and bank accounts are at risk of being seized. Call now and stop the collection process today. If you're living check to check, no matter how much you're making, you still may qualify for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. It's just a 5-minute call to get your options, and it's free. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or finally just want to sleep better, business or personal, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief while there's still time. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. It's tough. This veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go at it alone. The call is free. Call their hotline number now, 800-298-6544. That's 800-298-6544. Find out if you qualify today. Call 800-298-6544 or go to RepublicTaxRelief.com.
Prince fans might need to wait a while for a documentary on the superstar.
This is what it sounds like when the doves cry.
So much for that planned Netflix 9-hour documentary on the late megastar Prince. The Prince estate will produce a new film instead. A statement on the official Prince Facebook page says, the estate and Netflix have come to a mutual agreement that will allow a new documentary to be released using exclusive content from Prince's archive. Work has been underway for the Netflix film for over 5 years, and it would have explored both his genius and his flaws. Prince's estate changed leadership while the Netflix version was being made. Allison Keys, CBS News.
Nelly brought his signature St. Louis swagger to a New Orleans institution, turning a nearly 7-decade-old restaurant into a Super Bowl week party. The multi-Grammy winner packed Brennan's. The Chainsmokers went on before him, performing a number of their hits. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A gradual clearing for tonight. Low upper teens. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a high in the upper 20s. And even more sun on Monday, high in the low 30s. Then a few more flurries and snow showers Monday night into Tuesday. It's 28 degrees right now.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Something. I want Change, change, change.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
For romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man, I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that, me working for you. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner.
Membership card to get inside.
WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
moon if it were mine to give.
Oh, yeah,
I'd give the stars and the sun for I live.
Oh, yeah,
to thrill you with delight, I'd give you diamonds bright. There'll be days that will excite, make you dream of me.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Look.
over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing.
Poor little fool. Oh yeah. She left me with a broken heart. Won her victory, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. The day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah,
poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
You're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style. Cause I've made my mind up. You're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The uptick in bird flu cases is ruffling feathers in the dairy aisle. CBS's Allie Bauman says customers are flocking to stores to try and grab eggs.
Have you ever seen this before?
From customers stockpiling cartons at Costco to thieves hatching plots